Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, the views of our guest, and the next hour, why we're going to have with us Mr. Keith Robinson. We're going to be talking about his book entitled Logic's End, a novel about the origin of life in the universe. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how did you happen to write this book? I mean, what motivated you to write a novel about evolution?
Well, it kind of goes back several years ago when I was a music pastor at a church and began teaching an adult Sunday school class on apologetics. And as I began to study the whole creation-evolution debate, I realized that much of the cultural split in our society is a direct result of people's beliefs on this issue. You take abortion, for example. I mean, if evolution is true, then who's to say if abortion is wrong? I mean, who's to determine what's right or wrong at all? And then at this time, the Left Behind series was extremely popular, and it made me realize that people who would not normally read an informational book about biblical prophecy, they were interested in the same information but put in a story form. So I got to thinking about, I used like my childhood love of science fiction movies, you know, Star Wars and Star Trek and that kind of stuff, as well as I was into like fantasy books and superhero comics and all that kind of stuff, and I decided to take the same arguments that I was learning against evolution and just repackage them and put out a story with alien creatures and on an alien, an adventure story on an alien planet, but at the same time to present these arguments against evolution.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly our attitude towards evolution as a whole is determined, is predetermined by our attitude towards God. Is there a God? I remember when I was an agnostic, I could accept evolution because, after all, I'd been schooled in it. And, you know, when I became a Christian, then I had to begin to question, I mean, what I'd learned in college, which is pretty hard to do because, after all, when you have a college degree and all these you know, scientific honor societies, it's pretty hard to admit that you did nothing but learn falsehood. So, certainly, would you like to tell us a little bit about your book? It involves somebody actually getting up on another planet, doesn't it? And of course, coming in contact with extraterrestrials?
Yes, it does, but these aren't the kind of extraterrestrials that many people think of, especially when it comes to Christian circles and even... it's not the grays with the large eyes and that kind of thing. We're talking about a planet. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about the plot. NASA sends out a probe to this planet that they think may contain life. And they discovered this planet through the Planet Finder telescope, which is a real telescope that they're putting out there. And they discover this planet and they send the probe. And they decide that this is worth investigating, and of course it takes place in the near future where interplanetary travel is possible. And so NASA sends a team to investigate, and they arrive on the planet, and they're expecting to find microbes and early life forms. But shortly after they arrive, one of the team members gets kidnapped by this alien group, this alien clan, that are these bug-like creatures. And I'm not giving away too much because this is the first several chapters, but she ends up getting rescued by this other group of aliens, and she eventually learns that this is a planet where evolution really did occur, and there's mutations everywhere, and these creatures are all based on different kinds of animals, and they're all intelligent, and it just allows me to get into a lot of the arguments for evolution, or against evolution and for creation, but I do it by contrasting the life on this planet and the way things are happening on this planet with what's on Earth.
All right, fine. Will you hold that thought? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Keith Robbins to talk about his book, Logic's End.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly our guest is Keith Robinson. Well, Keith, you know, I think your point is well made. I mean, certainly our attitude towards God determines our attitude towards every aspect of life, and I feel so sorry for people who do not believe in something absolute, who believe everything is relative, because they have no standards to live by. Have you found that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it really does form the foundation of our entire worldview. If we believe that evolution is true, then it's the whole thing that Jesus talked about building your house on the rock or on the sand. I mean, people who build their lives based on evolution, there is no absolute truth. There is no such thing as, I mean, who determines what's right and wrong? I mean, these are the kind of people that they can't literally, I mean, there have been polls taken of students in college, and many students, the majority of students nowadays, cannot say that Hitler was wrong. That they will not say they believe that Hitler was wrong, and it's their opinion that Mother Teresa was a good person, but they can't say that Hitler was wrong. He was very sincere in what he believed, and his beliefs were based on evolution.
Well, let's get into some of the questions you had suggested. Why do only human beings develop intelligence? Why don't animals develop intelligence, or do they develop intelligence?
Well, this is one of the several issues that I discuss in the book, and when it just doesn't seem to make logical sense to me that if evolution were true and all life on this earth came from a single-celled organism, then why is it that only humans have developed the ability to speak? Why have we only the only ones that have any kind of intelligence where we can create things, machines, and complex things like that? It just seems that there should be other life forms on Earth that would have intelligence. Now, you could argue that dolphins and dogs and apes can be taught tricks and can, you know, can have, I mean, apes can, they've even said that some apes can communicate when they're taught sign language, but actually when you look at it more closely, they just are trying to, it's the whole Pavlov's dog. They know if they do a particular sign, then they're going to get a particular result or reward. But it's not true thought.
All right, fine. Well, now, where did the idea of modesty come from?
Yeah, in the book, you know, I ask these different questions, and I say, I have the character, one of the alien creatures wants her to put on this suit, but the suit has a hole for a tail. And he tells her that she doesn't need the jumpsuit that she's wearing, and she kind of says, no thanks, I'll keep my jumpsuit, because she didn't want this hole to be revealing her posterior. And it's kind of a humorous scene in some ways, but it also makes you think, I mean, where would something like modesty come from if we're all just animals? And of course, evolutionists would come up with different arguments, but when you think about it, it just doesn't make any logical sense of how it would come about in the first place. What most evolutionists do is they know we have modesty nowadays, or at least they used to have modesty, the question would come, how would that evolve? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course, you know, certainly most children now, you know, go through a stage that initially when they're very small, they're not modest, and then they get to a certain stage where they really are, and they're embarrassed about any exposure of their private parts of their body. Of course, we have to have sex education, you know, certainly of mixing boys and girls together to break down that modesty, to break down the embarrassment, to break down the basic moral a structure which most people really have at a certain time of their life, because we can destroy it, and that's exactly what the liberals want to do. Well, if evolution is propelled by mutations, then why are we symmetrical? I thought that was a very interesting question.
Well, yeah, it's very interesting that the science textbooks and the scientists will tell you that mutations are random, and that they are what propels evolution in the first place. But the problem is that mutations, by being random, you would have things appearing all over in different parts of your body and stuff. I saw Ripley's Believe It or Not one time where they had a gentleman who was born with an extra foot sticking out of the side of his ankle. And you get these weird creatures with different mutations where they got legs, you know, like a chicken with an extra leg. And it's just interesting that we are symmetrical, and there would be, to a certain point, you have to have some symmetry, because it's very difficult to run if you have asymmetrical limbs, completely asymmetrical. So the characters in the book do have some symmetry, but when it comes to eyes or you know, different arms coming out in different areas, some of the creatures have half-formed limbs because they're evolving. Those limbs have not completely evolved yet. There's one creature that has an extra set of eyes underneath its beak and different things like that. I mean, these creatures have, they're mutants. They've got things sticking out all over the place. But we don't see that on Earth. And it just doesn't match with the theory of evolution.
And, Chris, you know, I'm amazed that we don't have more people with abnormalities. That most people really do develop normally. That the human hand, which is one of the most amazing structures in the world, and that we haven't been able to produce anything that works anywhere near as efficient with all of our mechanical engineers. And yet every human being, or, you know, 99.95% of them, all have the same basic structure of their hand. And when I used to operate on hands, the nerves were always in the same place, and the little pulleys that guide the tendons, and certainly the blood vessels. Everything was in its place, whether you were black or white or purple or brown, or it didn't really matter. I mean, it's the most amazing thing that there is this consistency about the structure of the human body.
Well, and it seems to me, the more I study nature and the more I read different things in nature about the complexities of the human body, I'm just amazed that people could really believe in evolution. Our bodies are so complex. I was reading that it said that one single cell of the human body is more complex than any machine humans have ever come up with, which is saying a lot considering things like the space shuttle or these ultra-supercomputers that can calculate things so rapidly, and yet they pale in comparison to the brain of a bumblebee. And it just, how people can, it really draws me back to that verse in the Bible that talks about people being willingly ignorant. I just can't see how people, and that's what, again, going back to the logics, and the end of logic is evolution does not make sense.
I think there's a wonderful phrase here, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, then why do we have emotions, and why, how do those emotions evolve?
Well, again, and evolutionists, they've come up with some really, really strange theories on how some of these things could have evolved. But I think if the average person, and what I'm asking them to do kind of in this book, is just look at it from the perspective of how could this possibly evolve and why would it have evolved. I mean, emotions such as, like, fear and those kind of things, yes, they would help you survive. But if evolution, imagine a world, and this is what I do, imagine a world where there's survival of the fittest, where you are struggling just for your very survival. Now, how would someone in that world develop some kind of concept of love? It just doesn't make sense. If everybody's constantly fighting just to live, and everybody around you is looking out for number one, there's no way any kind of positive emotions could evolve. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, I think that, you know, it takes an awful lot of awful lot of faith to believe in evolution, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Of course, then, of course, you have a question, why do we have a concept of beauty?
You know, the concept of beauty and modesty and all the, or any of these positive emotions or anything like that, where do we get music from? Why would music evolve other than maybe as a communication tool? But one of the points I make in the book is that really evolution can explain a lot of the negatives we see around us, really all of the negatives, because, I mean, some of the things I deal with in my book, such as cannibalism and just slavery and torture and some of these things, yeah, evolution makes perfect sense when it comes to those. But when it comes to beauty and modesty and all these positive emotions like love and self-sacrifice, evolution cannot explain them. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, they can come up with these wild theories of how, well, the more you love each other, then the better you're able to survive because the team works together. Okay, again, you've got to imagine a world where that doesn't exist, and then how would it get there? See, we're looking backwards from a world where it does exist, and they're so married to this theory of evolution that they can't even look at it from an open perspective and say, but how would it form in the first place? We're assuming because we see it that it must have formed, but that's looking at it backwards.
Well, of course, the thing is that the evolution claims that he bases his beliefs on science, whereas they claim that you and I base our belief on faith, and they say that science has to be the ultimate determinant. How do you respond to the person who wants to convince you that evolution is based upon science?
I'm very glad you brought that up, and I deal with that in kind of the author's notes in the back of the book. The first thing I would say is that, what's your definition of science? Because there are two main kinds of science. There's origin science, and there's operational science. Another example of origin science would be more like forensic science, where you see the evidence, but you cannot recreate, because it's an event that happened. You cannot recreate it. Whereas operational science is the kind of science that gives us computers and put a man on the moon and all that kind of stuff, because it's based on repeatable, observable event, or things that you can make it happen again. You can set up the experiment the same way and get the same results every time. The origin science is completely different. And really, both creation and evolution, neither one of them are based on observable, repeatable science. It's based on what we see in terms of evidence that's around us, like the rock layers and the bones that are left over from the fossils and stuff. And all it is, it's the same evidence, but it's a different interpretation. The evolutionists start off by saying there is no God. Now, how did life come about? Which is it's kind of the same as the math teacher saying there is no number two. Now, what's two plus two? Or there is no number four. Now, what's two plus two? They're starting by eliminating one of the possible answers. So it just bothers me that they say it's religion versus science. It's not. It's really science versus science. It's an interpretation. You have one PhD scientist who looks at a fossil skull and says this is a half human, half ape.
Oh, that's awful. Right.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Maybe we evolved from space creatures, or maybe we evolved from one-cell animals, or who knows where life came from, but that isn't important. We know that man evolved because man's been around here for billions and billions of, or at least hundreds of millions of years in the Earth. But basically, what do you do when the people tell us that we evolved from monkeys and life, you know, an organized life has been around for certainly many million years? I mean, certainly science has demonstrated that. I mean, carbon dating has demonstrated that. I mean, certainly many of the original species have long since died off, you know, thousands of years ago. I mean, when people come up with all of these facts, I mean, how do you deal with them?
Well, it is very daunting. It seems that the whole scientific community is absolutely against creation and that evolution is an absolute fact. But what's interesting is that the more you look into some of the arguments against evolution, the more you realize that some of the reason why these evolutionary scientists seem so powerful is that a lot of them think that they know that their area of science does not support evolution so great, but they think that everybody else has the evidence in their area. And when you take an overview of all these different areas of science, you realize that there's so many holes and that things don't match and that the complexity of things just doesn't make sense from an evolutionary standpoint. And there are some great materials out there nowadays. One of them for students is the book Evolution Exposed. It's published by Answers in Genesis, where it actually takes the most common high school textbooks and analyzes them and talks about the different flaws in their logic when it comes to proving evolution. And then again, going back to my point that I was making right before the break, that a lot of this is based on interpretation. You can have one scientist that says this fossil is a half human, half ape, and you have another scientist who happens to be a creationist who says, oh no, this is a human that had rickets or something like that, which is what they think happened to Neanderthals. They don't think, the Christian scientists don't think that they were half humans, half apes at all. And so here you have two scientists. They both have degrees, but they both come into different conclusions. And so my challenge or my encouragement to people is to just look into some of the arguments for carbon dating or the radiometric dating, because they are based on a lot of assumptions and there's a lot of shifty science going on there. And that a lot of these supposed arguments for evolution are actually based on either faulty logic or they're misleading, or some of them are downright lies, especially in referring to the embryos. That the argument that says that if you look at embryos, it shows that it starts off as a fish and it has gill slits and a tail and all this kind of stuff. That was disproven back in the 1800s, 1874, I believe it was.
You're talking about Haeckel's diagrams.
Yes. That are still in some biology textbooks.
And I think I remember those when I went to college 50 years ago. Those,
yeah, and they were disproven in the 1800s, and yet they're still put in the books.
Right, and the fact that they put these diagrams in, basically they show a fish, and they show a piglet, and they show a human, and I think one or two other creatures, and they show how they all look the same to begin with, and then as time goes by, they begin to look a little bit different, but for the initial stages of development, they all look the same. And actually, Haeckel was working at a university. He was a contemporary of Darwin, and he lied, just as everything was a lie. And eventually, he was picked up and investigated in his own university in the latter part of the 1800s, and he was cited, for scientific malfeasance. And despite the fact that those pictures have been actually discredited, they will still appear in some modern textbooks, and I know that they appeared in my textbooks when I was in college. And they're so convincing, because that old adage, a picture's worth a thousand words, and those pictures were just burned into my subconscious, and that phrase, phylogeny recapitulates ontogeny, which means, of course, the course of the development of the phyla, the various forms of life, is recapitulated in ontogeny, which is the development of the human embryo. Boy, yeah, did they ever teach you that in school?
Oh, absolutely. And as a public school teacher, I've checked into the textbooks in my own high school right now that I teach in, and it's still in there. It's still in the books, and it amazes me. And when I was in college, I could, when I started reading some of this material, I couldn't believe it. So I actually went to the science library in the science building, and I looked up the original articles, and I made photocopies of them because there it was.
Hold on. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
Call now, and with your order of Allicin, receive a free pH testing kit while supplies last. Call 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711. Or visit the garlic banner at GCNLive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Keith Robinson, and we're talking about his book, Logic's End. And certainly, you know, the whole theory of evolution is in trouble today. Even many of the evolutionists, you know, off the record will admit that they don't believe in it. But the only alternative they have is to believe in God. And since they have such an intense hatred of God, they cling to a theory that they know is not true. Well, now, Keith, certainly, how can people get copies of your book? Do you have a website? Any other information you'd like to get out?
Well, the best way to contact or to purchase a book is to go to Amazon. It's available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Or you can visit my publisher's website, which is Anomalous Publishing, and that is spelled A-N-O-M-A-L-O-S, like anomaly. So it's AnomalousPublishing.com. And you can go to my book there and see some of the alien creatures and the sketches that are in the book, as well as some of the maps and that kind of thing.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, what about this thing of theistic evolution? There are a lot of people who are Christians
And yet, of course, they've been raised in universities. They've got their university degrees. And so they believe that, of course, maybe there is a God, but also evolution must have taken place because all the scientists believe it took place. And so they try to combine evolution with God, and they come up with theistic evolution. Now, is that a legitimate position to take? And certainly, did God guide evolution to create man?
Well, obviously, there's actually a large majority of people who are in this position. I just recently saw some statistics that said it was around 20 to 30% of people are just believe in evolution, and 20 to 30% just believe in creation. But the large majority of people are, especially the ones that I've talked to in my experience, they actually are caught in this middle. They believe that evolution is true just because of all the sheer propaganda out there. I mean, children's cartoons are teaching it, and all sorts of different ways, you know. And yet they were raised to be Christian, and they also believe that, you know, there's a lot of good about religion, and they just don't know how to make them fit. And even people like the previous Pope, he said that it was okay to believe in both creation and evolution. And so they're just caught. They believe both is true, so they have to try to find a way to fit them together. But what I challenge people to do is to look into the arguments against evolution. See, most people just accept what they hear in the propaganda. They don't even bother to look at some of the arguments against evolution. In my experience, if people will just take a look at some of these arguments against evolution, they'll realize that there's no reason to try to make the two sides fit together, because evolution is not based upon good science.
Amen to that. Well, my telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question at all, and Keith has done a lot of work on this, you know, so too he can diffuse the arguments of the evolutionist. Our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, maybe you do believe in evolution. Maybe you really believe that man's been around here, you know, a million years or 2 million years, and we did evolve from a lower form of life. And I'd like to hear if you believe that. I'd like to know if you have an idea where life really originated, because there's really only two sources. Either God created the heavens and the earth, or it just sort of happened. You can pick your choice, but it's a lot easier for me to believe that God created the heavens and the earth than to believe that they just happened accidentally. How do you feel on that?
Well, I would agree with you, and I know some people would say, well, there's a third option, that we were created by aliens, which actually, Francis Crick, one of the discoverers of DNA, he holds to that belief because he knows that DNA is so complex it could not have evolved by chance. So he believes that it was created by aliens. Well, the problem with that is, if aliens are so intelligent to create the DNA, which we cannot even do, then where did they come from? So it, really, when you talk about aliens, you're really only pushing the problem back. So if aliens evolved, then if we're so complex that we couldn't evolve, then how did the aliens get here? Which actually brings up a point I wanted to mention, because I'm sure there's people out there going, oh, wait a second, you said that there's aliens on this planet that this woman encounters in the novel. And I want to assure everybody, I can't tell you how I resolved the issue because it would ruin the end of the book, but I will tell you that it is absolutely biblically based. It seems like a contradiction to have aliens in a book that's supposed to be disproving that aliens could evolve. So let me just assure you that I do work it out biblically.
All right, I sort of figured that you did. I wasn't going to worry about that one way or the other. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. But Christians really need to know how to carry on an intelligent conversation on evolution, because there's so many people who embrace it. Many of them are good people who are educated far beyond their intelligence, which is what happened to me, and it took me a long time before I was finally willing to give up all those wonderful ideas and thoughts I'd learned in college, none of which were true. So basically, how do you approach the person who is convinced that evolution is reality?
Well, obviously, the first thing you got to do is just be calm and try to win them over with love. If you come and get in their face and try to be argumentative, it's not going to win anybody over. So the first thing I would say is be very just talk to them politely and don't get argumentative. The second thing I would do is, because we as the lay people don't have the authority that the scientists have, that what you need to do is get some materials that are from the scientists who have the authority. The Discovery Institute has created some wonderful videos that, even though they're dealing with intelligent design and not necessarily biblical creation, their arguments nevertheless match perfectly in proving that God exists and that science supports a creator. And so I would recommend, they have some fantastic DVDs out there. One is called The Icons of Evolution. Another one is Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. Or The Privileged Planet, and these are listed in the back of my novel as well as some follow-up resources. And they have interviews with these scientists that say, that talk about all these different issues. And then I would also recommend going to the Answers in Genesis website, and get some information from there, some science articles. And lastly, there's a series of DVDs put out, and I can't remember who the scientist is who runs the DVDs, but they're called the Incredible Creatures That Defy Evolution. And all it does is it talks about animals on Earth and how they're so complex they could not have evolved by chance.
Well, life itself is so complex it couldn't have evolved by chance, and it takes an awful lot more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe in a God. Well, certainly, if all life evolved from single-celled organisms, then why are plants different from animals?
Well, and again, that's one of the points in my book. They meet this alien creature that is, in fact, on this planet, there are two main groups, and the one is the plants and the other one is the animals, and they're constantly warring against each other and warring within their own groups. And so I bring up that point in the book. I said, you know, it seems to me that if all life evolved from a single cell, somewhere along the way, the plants would have evolved these abilities to move and to talk. And, you know, it's just, why is it that we as humans are the only ones that can really think and be introspective and that kind of thing? Why not plants?
All right, well, why not plants? Do we have any reason why plants? I will tell you, I did a fascinating interview the other day with a fellow who actually plays music for plants, and he says they respond. He can get electric voltages out of them, and depending upon the type of music he plays. And certainly if he, you know, plays beautiful music, he gets one response. He gets a terrible music. Why sometimes those plants will just wither up and die. And so plants do have a response to certain things in the environment, having nothing to do, with chlorophyll and water and these things. They do respond to their environment.
Well, it is true that you can get some different kinds of response. It kind of goes back to what I was saying about, animals do have different kinds of intelligence, but you don't see anything even coming close to what humans are capable of. And the planet that they land on in my book, I have it where all of the life forms on the planet, they're all in various stages of intelligence, but there are some highly intelligent creatures on that planet, because intelligence is evolving, and it evolves in all the different kinds of creatures, not just one specific kind like we see on Earth. Does it make sense?
Well, now, apparently you have a lot of arguments against evolution in your book. Would you like to actually deal with some of those?
Well, the ones that I deal with mainly, and there are lots of different ones that, you know, again, they deal with kind of interpretation issues. I have different arguments such as the slavery issues or suicide and all these different kind of things, and, the arguments for positive. Why do we have positive feelings and stuff? But some of the main ones I get into even more in detail at the end of the book is irreducible complexity. That life is just too complex. That if a single cell, like as I said earlier, is more complex than a space shuttle, how can you get that piece by piece? you cannot. It's kind of like a car. You can take a car and remove all sorts of things on it, but you can get rid of the headlights and the windshield wipers and it'll still function. But eventually you get down to a point where you cannot remove anything else. So you can't just start with a tire and then go from there to build a car and have it function in each step along the way. You have to have all those pieces together in order for anything to function. So that's one of the main arguments. I also deal with information in DNA and how information everywhere we look around us, if you see something written down or anything like that, you immediately know that it was created by an intelligence. And yet when we see information contained in DNA, then people want to say it evolved. So those are two of the arguments I deal with.
All right. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Keith Robinson. His book is Logic's End. And what really motivated you to write the book? Certainly we know that you were a youth pastor, and now you're actually teaching in school. What grades are you teaching?
I teach high school 9 through 12, and I also teach I teach a little bit of each level. I teach a little bit of elementary, a little bit of middle school, and a little bit of, and then high school is my main job.
All right, fine. Well, now, Chris, how do they feel there at the school that you don't believe in evolution? I mean, you're teaching there, and yet, of course, you believe that God created the heaven and the earth, and so many of our schools and administrations certainly are on the other side. Has this got you into any trouble?
Well, I do have to be careful what I say in the classroom. Even just as I knew the book was coming out, I mentioned it to my students, and many of them got excited, but a couple of them went to the principal. And he told me, he said, you know, just don't talk about it very much in class. I mean, just from mentioning, you know, and then I would just mention that my book's coming out, and they'd ask me what it was about, and then several of the students would start to ask me, well, what arguments do you talk about? And I would try to be as brief as possible, but even that little bit caused a couple of students to go to the principal, and he just told me, he said, look, yeah, I'm okay with you talking about your book, but you can't get into a lot of these arguments, and I know some of the science teachers have been a little upset with me and one student who told me that her science teacher specifically brought out different arguments against the intelligent design movement in their class because she knew that she was also one of my students.
Well, the thing is that the people who embrace evolution hold their views very, very strongly. And I'll never forget, when I was an evolutionist, I was very, very convinced that I was right and that evolution was correct because it had been proven scientifically. And anything that was proven scientifically was correct. And nobody ever explained to me that nobody was back there to witness evolution. The basis of science is that it is observable and it is reproducible. And there's nothing observable or reproducible about evolution, is there?
That's right. It's just interpretation. You look at what we see around us, and Darwin looked at his finches on the Galapagos Islands, and he said, you know, he drew comparisons and said their beaks are changing, so you extrapolate over billions of years, and you've got all sorts of different kinds of animals. The problem is that what he saw with the different beaks on the finches changing was nothing more than just genetic variation. And Christian scientists absolutely believe in natural selection. It has been proven. And it's what we can observe. We observe all sorts of different kinds of dogs around us. But the fact is, they're all still dogs. You can categorize them as dogs. And so it's just an interpretation. The variation that we see in animals does not mean that we evolved from a single cell billions of years ago. It's two different things. They're completely different.
If anything, that's the thing that they want to tell you, that you know, that you evolve from a little tiny horse to a medium-sized horse to a great big horse in the same way. How many people have seen those pictures of the little tiny chimpanzee, you know, and then you get the gorilla, and then of course you get the sort of humanoid, and then you get the caveman, and then you get man, and we honestly believe that that's the course of evolution. And there is absolutely no evidence of it. I mean, there is a point where you have man, and there's a point where you have gorillas. but there are no intermediate stages between gorillas and men. And they know that. They just don't want the average individual to know it. It's a fraud. It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. But in my estimation, I suspect you would agree, Keith, this is all part of this conspiracy against God. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I believe that evolution is one of Satan's largest lies and greatest lies, because, again, it is the foundation for so much of what we believe. It's the foundation for our worldview. I know Chuck Colson uses the term pre-evangelism, and I know Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, he talks about why won't people listen to the gospel message nowadays. And a lot of it is because we're presenting these different things in a way that the people aren't understanding, because their foundation is on evolution. And so they don't understand, you know, about sin, and they don't understand about, they don't accept the Bible's history as being true, so therefore why should they accept what the Bible has to say about salvation? Why do we need salvation if sin was not from Adam and we're all descendants of Adam? We don't need redemption because we're all just apes that evolved. And so it affects everything. And the reason people don't accept the gospel message, I think in large part, is because we're not pre-evangelizing them. We're not explaining the whole...
We're going to have to let you go. God bless. Thanks.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent on those of you who we listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every single day. And we're going to be back here in just 30 seconds now to explain a little bit about some of our problems. This is Dr. Stan here, and certainly we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And it's as easy as giving us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to understand this so-called conspiracy against God that we talk about. And let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD, and then, of course, our talk, Forbidden Secret, that's a VHS DVD, and there's a syllabus that comes with that. We recommend, and you'll get the entire text of what we're talking about, the references, the source of the references, and President Bush's speeches, where he talks about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Who is the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? He mentioned that once, but twice in his first inaugural address. What does that have to do with why we're fighting in Afghanistan today, why we're fighting in Iraq today, and why we're soon going to be at war with the entire Muslim world? Understand that there is a conspiracy intent upon destroying Christianity and Judaism, and yes, in the Muslim world as well. And if you want to verify that, read my February 2007 newsletter at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get our DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. It was put up by Chris Pinto, although I play a small part in it, very small and insignificant. And then, of course, Chris Pinto's second DVD, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. He also put out Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and we have a DVD that Chris put out when he was here talking to our people on the Atlantis Connection. And you say, what does Atlantis have to do with anything? It has everything to do with it. Why? Because, of course, there are many people who want America to become the new Atlantis, to lead the world to the new world order, the new world religion, under the rule of the new world leader. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, if you're concerned about what's happening financially, you need to get our talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus that goes with that, and my talk on, actually it's a little pamphlet called The History of Money. You need to get those things to understand what's going on today and begin making preparations, because we're on the edge of a financial tsunami. Everything is in place to result in the destruction of America as we know it. What's going to happen, you know, within a matter of weeks or months or years, I don't know, but the market is beginning to crumble. The entire world financial system is beginning to shape, to shake, and you better be in a solid position to protect yourself and your family. All of these items which I mentioned, the financial tsunami, the Atlantis Connection, the Secret Mysteries, Forbidden Knowledge, Brotherhood of Darkness, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't laid in your emergency foods, why don't put it off. And if you need to get our emergency food catalog or a health catalog or the Berkey water fillers, prepare for the difficult times. Because if you don't, nobody's going to. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking a beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, of course, you're going to have this afternoon, they're going to be the views of Michael Perutka, who was the Constitution Party candidate for the presidency in the year 2004, and certainly a very good friend of Radio Liberty, and somebody we look forward to talking to the first Friday of every month. So with that as a background, hopefully Michael will be with us. But these certainly are exciting times. I don't know if you've been watching the stock market as it plunged yesterday. I certainly was down again this morning. But what's even more significant is the fact that the Federal Reserve System poured $24 billion of excess liquidity into the market in the last 24 hours. And the European Central Bank, concerned because one of the major banks of France had simply closed its doors, had poured the equivalent of about $130 billion of liquidity into the European banking system to keep it from collapsing. And, of course, this is what Ben Bernanke had said. Ben Bernanke had said, we're not going to have a deflation or depression in America because, you see, we have a fiat money system, and we can print all the money we want to. And if we have to, well, we can print the money and throw it out of helicopters to keep the economy going. And that is really very true. You can do that. But, of course, eventually you destroy the value of money, and you end up, of course, exactly like Rhodesia is today, where it takes 200,000 Rhodesian dollars to buy one American dollar. Now, I can remember where it took 3 American dollars to buy one Rhodesian dollar. Today it takes 200,000 Rhodesian dollars to buy one American dollar. Well, I think that we're in real trouble financially because, of course, the Federal Reserve Board, and here, which is our central bank, a privately owned central bank, which had the responsibility to stabilize our currency and has refused to do it and has destroyed the value of our currency. And since the 1971, why, of course, they have let money get completely out of hand. They're lying about inflation. It's over 11%. They're lying about the stability of our economy. We're on the edge of a chasm. And what are they doing faced with the beginning implosion of our economic system? Why, they're not throwing the money out of helicopters. They're just flooding the markets. Well, right now we've got Michael Perutka on the line. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, what a privilege to be with you. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. So you tell us what your take is and what you'd like to talk about this afternoon.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's a privilege to be on with you. As always, I am promoting our program, Institute on the Constitution, that we headquarter here in Pasadena, Maryland, and now actually people all over the country, thousands of people have taken the course using the materials that we publish. And quite simply, what we're trying to do, Dr. Stan, is to get people to think like Americans again, to understand the basic presuppositional ideas that, that were a part of America's founding, and try to get people to come back to that way of thinking. And the first thing that we have to recognize is that we've left that way of thinking, and we've left it pretty dramatically, and what we need to do is to return. And so that's what Institute on the Constitution is all about, and I'd like, if I could, just talk a little bit about that tonight.
All right, also, fine. You hold that thought right there, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment to discuss the Institute on the Constitution. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Michael Perutka, who is the president or director of the Institute of the Constitution. And you go ahead and pick this story up there, Michael.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I was commenting upon the geography here at because the land of the free and home of the brave was actually written here in Baltimore, not far from where I live in Annapolis, Maryland. And what we're really trying to do with Institute on the Constitution, and people can find out about Institute on the Constitution by going to iotconline.com. It's iotconline.com. And people can learn about what we're up to. And what we're up to is really reinvigorating, reconnecting American people with the ideas and the principles of America's founding. And what you have to realize as we celebrate the 4th of July and we watch fireworks, most of us think, well, nothing's changed. We still live by those principles, right? Wrong. Very, very wrong. the very first thing that has to be recognized, Dr. Stan, is that a serious revolution, an entire revolution has happened in America where we don't follow those principles anymore. And what I'd like to do for just a minute is talk about those basic ideas, those basic fundamental principles of American law and government. And they're contained very succinctly in our Declaration of Independence. And when I talk about presuppositions, it kind of sounds like a lawyer word, but all I really mean is the givens, the things we take for granted, the things we take as true when we start to construct our argument. In this case, it was the argument that the American patriots used to justify their removing themselves from the authority of Great Britain. And back in the day when that occurred, our founders began by saying we hold these truths to be self-evident. Now, if we just stop right there for a second, Dr. Stan, and say, what did they have to presuppose? What did they take as a given to even get that far? The very first thing, if we're going to say we hold these truths to be self-evident, then what we have to agree upon is that there is such a thing as truth. And you and I know, and your listeners know, that we live in an age where that's not accepted now very universally at all. People think that truth is relative. There's a truth for you and a truth for me and a truth for Sally and a truth for Johnny. And our founders were saying something quite different. They were saying these truths that are so true, are so clear and so objective that they are self-evident. That is to say, they're not even worthy of argumentation. They're so true. And what were those truths? The very first one was that there's a creator God. They said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And in order to make that statement and to have it not be nonsense, they were presupposing the existence of a creator God. So those very first presuppositions of American law and government, that there's absolute truth, that there's a creator God, are not held by many people today. And that's why I say a revolution has occurred in the way we think. It's been pushed forward by many people. It's been pushed forward by many societies, and I want to talk in a minute about secret societies that have pushed that forward. But a revolution has occurred where we don't think like Americans anymore, Dr. Stan, and so that is the mission of Institute on the Constitution. Again, IOTCOnline.com is to get folks to go back and reconnect and think like Americans again and study those and apply those principles. You know, our Declaration goes on to say that our rights are not our rights come from God. They said that they are endowed by that Creator with certain unalienable rights. So our rights, again, this is a presupposition of American law and government. Our rights are not privileges of the state. They don't come from the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or Congress, or the Supreme Court. They come from God, and it's the job then of the Supreme Court and the other instruments of government. It's the job of civil government altogether to protect and defend those God-given rights, and that's what was said quoting the Declaration, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That's why governments are instituted among men, to secure these rights.
And I think what's so interesting, Michael, is the fact that there really are people who have done everything they could to take any mention of God and prayer out of our schools and out of the public discussion. Why? Because they want to change those rights. They don't want us to acknowledge that our rights are God-given. They will tell us what we can do. They will let us do certain things. And if they decide that we can't do them, they will determine that as well. So as we move from freedom towards fascism, we do it so subtly that most people don't understand that nobody in government has the right to change our God-given rights unless they want to amend the Constitution, and they would do that because the American people want to be free. But the American people really don't understand. There are people, some of them working at the highest levels of our government, who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, of course, and Dr. Stan, what has occurred is that we as citizens don't have the tools to defend ourselves against those that want to revolutionize and change the way we think. We don't have the tools to defend ourselves against that because we have been dumbed down, and we have not been taught the Constitution in our schools. We've not been taught indeed, as you say, there are those who want to take God out of the equation. And you understand, if you take God out of the American equation, the equation is meaningless. The equation falls apart. The equation is missing not just an important element, the central element. Usually, if you look at people who are trying to take God out of the public square and remove the mention of God and the acknowledgement of God from civil government or from the public arena, you think, well, these people are anti-religious. And what I'm telling you is, well, yeah, that's true. They're anti-religious. They're anti-biblical. But I'm also telling you, they're anti-American. That's an anti-American thing to do, because the acknowledgement of God is a presupposition of it's a philosophy of government. It's a philosophy of American government, and it's central to that philosophy. So it would be an enemy of America. It would be an enemy of America who would work against the acknowledgement of God in American law and government. That's why it's so perverse that government funds are fund things like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU and others who are dedicated to the removal of God, of the acknowledgement of God from the public arena. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that what they're committed, they're an anti-American group. They're an anti-American agenda, and it's not just the anti-religion, but it's anti-American because the American view of law and government that we've just been talking about here really is the Christian, the biblical view. It's not just one alternate. There are other views. You know, there are Marxist views. There are secular humanist views. There are communist views. But the American view is based on that. That acknowledgement and understanding that there is a creator God and that our rights come from him and that the purpose of civil government then is to protect and secure those God-given rights. And our declaration went even one step further, Dr. Stan, very important step. Right in the declaration, our founders said that any government that doesn't protect and defend these God-given rights should be altered or abolished. And that's... We are faced with a government in America today that in practice does not defend these God-given rights. Matter of fact, it largely attacks them.
I think we have to only go back and read the writings of our founding fathers, men like John Adams, who said that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. In other words, you couldn't restrict the power of the all-powerful state unless our people were moral and religious. And that's why they've taken God out of our schools. They've told our kids, oh, you determine what's right and wrong. We're going to give you courses in moral relativism, in values clarification, where we'll be in a lifeboat and there are 10 people and only 8 seats. And who are we going to kill first? Who do you want to kill, Johnny? Who do you want to kill, Sally? And that's what they're teaching our kids in school.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, it's funny you say that because you remind me, I wasn't going to talk about this, but so many of the aspects of the popular culture, and I'm thinking of television shows, that do the very same thing now. You know, you started to see about 10 years ago, maybe longer, maybe I missed the beginning of it, but you started to see shows where if you got the wrong answer, the floor would fall out from underneath of you and you'd be eliminated, or other people on the team would vote you off. And this idea of as you just said, Sally, who do you want to kill? Who do you want to get rid of? That has been that has been pushed forward as an agenda on everything from game shows to sitcoms to in the popular culture. That is, I believe, very purposefully advanced.
And of course, here and now there's a program called 24, and of course, basically, they justify torturing the enemy. Oh, we have to torture the enemy. It's all right because we're going to save lives by torturing the enemy, and it's all right to kill people. It's all right to work all sorts of mayhem. And one of the great tragedies of today is America has lost its moral compass, and it's in large part because Hollywood is part of this entire movement to change our attitudes to America and our attitude towards God. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Michael Perutka, And Michael's just been reading a book, which we do carry. It's called Rule by Secrecy by Jim Morrison. He was commenting on all of these secret or semi-secret groups, at least the inner core and their real purposes, are kept secret from the American people. Groups like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, and the people in these organizations who are committed to the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States, and yet, of course, are supposedly working for our government, and they've all sworn oaths to defend our Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic, and yet they themselves are enemies of our Constitution because they want to end our sovereignty and mold us into this world government. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, you understand what you're saying. These men are openly committing treason, and nothing is being done about it. They're actually part of the power elite here. They're openly, it's not a secret, they're committing treason. In his book, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, Brzezinski spelled out his vision for the future. This is according to Jim Marr's book. He said he prophetically saw a society that is shaped culturally, psychologically, socially, and economically by the impact of technology. And going further, he said he declared that national sovereignty is no longer a viable concept. Really? Really, Mr. Brzezinski? National sovereignty is no longer a viable concept. Well, that's nice, except you've sworn an oath to the sovereignty of you and the Constitution of the United States of America. And what he predicted was a, quote, movement toward a larger community by the developing nations through a variety of indirect ties and already developing limitations on national sovereignty. He foresaw this larger community being funded by a global taxation system. So, you know, again, this is so appalling to realize that this is not a secret. This is not, this is an open, treasonous activity, and many names that Americans would readily recognize are people who are participants in this, including Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, McGeorge Bundy. The names, what I'm reading from a list of some of the organizers back in 1972. But there are foundations that Americans are, and corporations that Americans are familiar with and support, who are supporting this treason, including the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Lilly Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the German Marshall Fund, Time, Bechtel, Exxon, General Motors, Wells Fargo, and Texas Instruments, again, according to Rule by Secrets by Jim Mars. These are groups that help to fund this activity, this treasonous activity. Jimmy Carter was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission as well. John Anderson, Congressman John Anderson, who, as you may remember, ran as a presidential candidate. Time Inc. Editor-in-Chief Hedley Donovan. So many prominent Americans are anti-Americans. This should be something that that the media reports. It should be something that our government, if it were interested in protecting and defending our rights, would be aware of and working against.
Well, of course, the thing is that these people control the media. They control Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh works very closely with the people from the CFR, and you go onto his program and you try to bring any of the truth out, he'll viciously attack you and ridicule you and demonize you for daring to suggest what is absolutely true, and he knows is absolutely true. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Brian Williams, the finest commentators that money could buy, and they've sold their souls. And they've sold out America very simply because, well, they're well rewarded for suppressing the truth about what's really going on. And these covert organizations that you're describing, Michael, and we carry another book called The Hope of the Wicked by Ted Flynn, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Those three really, of course, outline what's going on. But Of course, the other two, Hope of the Wicked and My Book, go into the spiritual forces that energize this. And it's not simply a political idea. It is really not ideological. These men are energized by a spiritual force, which is why they do what they do. And until we recognize the spiritual force behind this movement towards the one world government, the new world religion, and the new world leader, why we will continue losing the battle. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Michael Perutka. And if you have a question, why, you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Michael. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Michael Perutka, and he's simply commenting on Jim Marr's excellent book, Rule by Secrecy, that's published by HarperCollins, and actually many hundreds of thousands of copies of that went out. And we, of course, had interviewed Jim Marrs a number of times on his book. We think it's excellent. We recommend it. We do carry that right here at Radio Liberty. But, of course, Michael was simply pointing out that Jim Marrs went into the background of all of these groups, secret and semi-secret, that make up the power structure of the United States, that is intent upon leading us away from our constitutional form of government, destroying the sovereignty of our nation, and of course replacing it with this world government that these people are committed to. And of course my point has been that we cannot understand any of this unless we understand the spiritual forces that energizes the people who created these organizations and is driving us away from this, our freedom towards fascism and the end of freedom as we've known it. So you pick up the story, Michael.
Well, it's just a very helpful to get the dots connected, because it helps you to articulate the revolution. And that, again, my point is that articulating the revolution is central to our ability to be able to convince others that we need to restore the American view and the American way of thinking. And again, that American way, as we talked earlier, is there is a God, our rights come from Him, the purpose of government is to protect and secure God-given rights. That's essentially the American view. And what I think Mr. Morris has masterfully done is to give us a lot of the background and help us to connect a lot of the historical dots of how secret societies and a ruling few, a ruling elite, have worked to undermine and deteriorate America. He says that this great machine, he's talking about the machine of power. He says all true members of this inside team, this secret team, remain in the power center, whether they're in office with the incumbent administration or out of office with the hardcore set. They simply rotate to and from official jobs and business and the business world or the pleasant haven of academia. And he actually names some names here. He talks about men as Wild Bill Donovan, Clark Clifford, Walter Bedell Smith, Alan Dulles, Maxwell Taylor, McGeorge Bundy, and many others who have helped to construct this team or this secret machine, which he calls an inner sanctum of a new religious order, answerable only to themselves. And he also quotes R. Buckminster Fuller, who said that with regard to the President of the United States, he said, nothing could be more pathetic than the role that has to be played by the President of the United States, whose power is approximately zero. Nevertheless, the news media and most over 30 years of age USA citizens carry on as if the President has supreme power. The evidence is overwhelming that there is rule and control by an elite few people and they're members of societies and groups that enable that control to exist and to flourish.
In fact, actually, the man who really runs our country is not George Bush, it's Dick Cheney. He has a staff of over 100 people. He won't tell anybody how many he has. He won't tell anybody, he won't even tell Congress who they are, although Congress is expected to appropriate the money for Dick Cheney's massive staff. I think it costs him about, $3 million a month, $3 million a year, just for the salaries for his staff. All key players, of course, they're laying out plans. They're running the government. The president is simply a figurehead, and he reads the speeches he's given. He does what he's told. Or if he didn't, why he'd take a trip to Dallas?
Sure. Well, and it's interesting how these men who are members of the Trilateral Commission of the Council on Foreign Relations, they somehow rise to power and are able, even though they are traitors to the United States of America, they are given these positions of great authority. Carter, Mondale, and Brzezinski were all Trilateral Commission members. And there's a comment in Jim Marr's book that says, if you're trying to calculate the odds of three virtually unknown men, Carter, Mondale, and Brzezinski, out of over 60 Trilateral Commissioners from the U.S., capturing the three most powerful positions in the land, don't bother. Your calculations will be meaningless. Incredible that in going back through I don't know how many administrations, you probably know better than I, Dr. Stan, this pattern has existed.
Well, it really goes back to the beginning of the 19th century, but of course Colonel House took over control of the government by his ability to control Woodrow Wilson. But this has been going on already for a long time, even before that. But the great tragedy is that most people do not understand. We have a one-party system. We have a controlled medium. We have people who are using America's military and financial power to bring about a one-world government and a new world religion.
Well, one of the things that the first ways, or one of the ways that I became very aware of this myself a number of years ago, but when I was preparing to run for president, I had the privilege of being the Constitution Party's presidential candidate in 2004, and I, as I was studying to prepare myself for that, learned about a group called the Project for New American Century, which really was a series of papers written and published before George Bush was in office, but was published during the Clinton years, and was a plan to establish a permanent American military presence in the Middle East. And the war in Iraq essentially was planned and ready to go and waiting for a pretext to occur. And what happened at 9/11, even though it had nothing to do with Iraq, nothing to do with Saddam Hussein, nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, it became the pretext and was used as the pretext to make these false claims, and then these false claims about weapons of mass destruction were made by Dick Cheney. You just mentioned his name, and others, and Colin Powell and others. The war in Iraq became a reality, and now it's killed thousands and thousands of Americans and countless Iraqis. But the point was, it was planned and waiting for an excuse to occur. And 9/11 became that excuse. But as you read, it was again frightening and appalling to read these documents promoting this war, and they were signed by Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, men who then this is before they were in office, but then they gained power, and of course, I say they gained power, but according to Jim Mars, they were in power already because they were part of this cabal of folks that were that were planning and have planned these activities. So it is monstrous to actually see that play out, and very frightening.
Oh, I think any of our listeners who would like to question that, the website is newamericancentury.org. It was there within the last month or two when I was up there. newamericancentury.org. You can read the list of the founding members of the project, the New American Century: Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, the current ambassador to Iraq, Jeb Bush, Norman Potter Oates, Gary Bauer, who leads the Conservatives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gary Bauer is one of them, and then William Bennett. He was there to control the Catholics. Only 27 original members of this group, but the majority of it came from the Council on Foreign Relations. Frank Gaffney was there, and they were, of course, going to propagandize the Conservatives, the Christians, the Liberals, the Catholics, and all to go along with this idea of a permanent presence in the Middle East, and they're writing letters to President Clinton, back in the year 2000, saying, we've got to go to war with Iraq. They're writing letters in 1998 saying, we've got to go to war with Iraq. It was all planned long before September 11th. They just needed an incident to justify it.
And of course then, and I know this isn't the subject of this show to understand, but then that opens up the whole question of what was really behind September 11th.
Well, because what the real thing is, they want to get us into a war with Iran and with the entire Muslim world. That's the next step.
Well, and you know, it raises the question, and many, many fine works, I think, have been published and done on what was the real reason behind 9/11? What really occurred then? you know, no one's ever, to my satisfaction, explained how those buildings fell, especially building number 7 that wasn't hit by any plane. But, you know, there's a whole subject matter there. And especially when you realize that that was the turning point, not only for getting to war in Iraq, but for all these controls that are in airports. Basically, our culture has changed. We now, they now give us these alternating messages of, you know, different color codes of how fearful we should be, and they give us the conflicting message: we'll be scared, but don't be too scared. Don't be scared. We've got it under control. But then let's be scared. So it's this constant kind of Orwellian manipulation of the fear of the people, and this is done on purpose. This is done by people who want to exercise their control. It's a methodology that's been used for years to create fear and then be the person, or at least seem like the agency that can solve the fearful situation. Well, you see how well they did with Hurricane Katrina. You see how well they're able to actually respond to large problems. I would say that they're much better at creating them than responding to them. But Dr. Stan, the point I want people to take away from this program is we need to have the tools to understand how what we need to return to in America, what the American form of law and government was based upon. We need to get back and understand those principles, to understand those presuppositions. And again, I urge folks that have a heart for this, and this is part of their calling, to please contact Institute on the Constitution, and they can do that by getting up on iotconline.com. And what we do is we publish materials that you can use yourself to learn, but then also you can use yourself to teach others. And we have what we call a host lecture kit, and we try to keep these materials very responsibly priced so that they can be utilized by as many people as possible to raise up the army of folks who are prepared with the tools and the knowledge to resist this rule by secrecy.
Amen. And so, again, let's get the website out so people will know where they can go to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution.
Sure. Institute of the Constitution can be found at iotconline.com.
All right. iotconline.com. What about the telephone number where they can call if they'd like to get a host kit?
They can call. I'm sorry, I'll get that number for you in just a moment. I apologize, but
and basically, of course,
they can call. They can call. I'm sorry, I'm going to give it for you in a minute. But the other website I wanted to mention, you caught me right in mid stride there. I wanted to mention we talk about the application of this American view on our website called theamericanview.com. It's theamericanview.com. I'm sorry, Dr. Stan, excuse me.
All right, well, I think it's important for our listeners to know that these programs are being heard and organized in all 50 states. Now, you're not going to hear about this from the controlled medium because these people hate the Constitution. Why? Because it limits their power. The last thing they want would be for people to point out that these people are traitors. And unfortunately, they must conceal that information. The telephone number, of course, is 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. If you'd like, of course, to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and get yourself a packet, and then begin putting on courses, and you can put these courses on over a period of a couple of weekends or once a week for 12 weeks, however you want to do it. But It is up to you to begin to teach others about our Constitution. Would you agree, Michael?
I certainly would, Dr. Stan. And yes, thanks for saving me on the phone number there. It's 866-730-9796. I misplaced it here. Again, that or the website or the other website, the American View, where we try to deal with the applications of these principles and how they're either being carried out or not being carried out. And there are a lot of, look, I don't want to paint just a hopeless picture. There are a lot of fine people doing a lot of fine work in America today. And we need to recognize them and learn from them and commend them for what they do. And Dr. Stan, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and to talk about these very, very important matters.
Well, I appreciate what you and the people there at the Institute do. We appreciate your support for Radio Liberty. But the most important thing, and I think we all agree, is for people to understand the foundation of our freedom, which is our Declaration of Independence, which is like the Articles of Incorporation of the Constitution of the United States. Unfortunately, this is not taught in our schools today. After all, how could we teach about the Declaration of Independence when it talks about God and the fact that our freedoms come from God and that governments are instituted among men to preserve our God-given rights? You see, other people out there who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. Our guest today has been Michael Perutian, who is president of the Institute of the Constitution and spends a great deal of his own time and finances without compensation, other than the fact that he wants to save America. Do you want to save America? Well, I hope then that you'll join him. Contact the Institute at the number we gave and, of course, get a kit.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we just had a caller was asking, where do Russia and China fit into that? And I said, you really can't understand that unless you read my March, April, May, and June newsletters, where we cover the fact that the American government has financed Russia since its inception back in 1917 and has financed and built up communist China as well. And, of course, what they're doing is moving to impoverish the American people. And you don't believe that, the master plan. You need to get and read the Earth Charter. It's posted up on the Internet. It's actually written by people who are part and parcel of these movements we talk about. And then, of course, if you read my newsletters, and we have them in a little pamphlet now, March, April, May, and June, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. You'll understand that we financed, of course, Russia all the way up until the fall of the Berlin Wall, and then we really began to finance Russia, and Russia has become the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world, and it actually has more reserve currency per capita than any other nation in the world today, thanks to your tax money. And as America goes further into debt, why, of course, Russia is getting richer. And we're still financing Russia today, even though we're having to borrow $2 billion a day, $3 billion a day, just to meet our own expenses. And the plan is to destroy the economy of the United States. You need to actually listen to my talk on the financial tsunami and get the syllabus that goes with that. That's the talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus that goes with it. And then my little pamphlet on the history of money, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, Michael Prutke had been reading the book Rule by Secrecy. We carry that. Another one is called The Hope of the Wicked, and then my book Brotherhood of Darkness. Three very important books, only, of course, my book and certainly Hope of the Wicked go into this spiritual force which is behind this whole move towards world government. Jim Mars didn't recognize that, but you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand these spiritual forces. They're not imaginary, they're very real. You need to get, of course, the poor tape set of the supernatural, the story of Johanna Michelson, who was a medium, who was in contact with the other spiritual dimension. You need to get her book on the beautiful side of evil. You need to get Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil. And then, of course, the four tape set that goes with that, the wisdom of Malachi Martin. And you get them as a special deal if you get them together. And so that's Hostage to the Devil and the wisdom of Malachi Martin. And Johanna Michelson, the book, and, of course, the four tape set entitled The Supernatural. You need to get our four tape set on Satanism and deliverance. You need to get our book on the satanic crimes. Another book on Programmed to Kill. And there really are satanic movements in America and satanic organizations. And you wonder why some of these people commit these terrible crimes. And we have a book called The Diary of a Devil Hunter. A man who was into Satanism, as he went around the country lecturing to police forces about the satanic organizations, and then the FBI would send out their people to put him down. Oh, there are no satanic organizations. In a similar manner, anybody who talks about UFOs, and of course, they're really demonic manifestations, and we have an excellent book, incidentally, on alien encounters. Alien encounters. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our telephone number, our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. MediaCleanse.com. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for greater liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Despite a frustratingly slow rescue effort, officials in Utah are still optimistic that the six miners are still drilled into the mountainside will soon reach the men. At the same time in Indiana, authorities say three people were killed in a coal mine accident. In the Indiana incident, it's not known how many miners were on the scene. Authorities are working to identify the remains pulled from the aftermath of the Minnesota bridge collapse.